of the world is flipped on you. It can be an apology you can't speak, and you can express your anger by it as well. I won't lie, I like food. Good food, bad food, stale food, fresh food. I'm a bit of a pig, and I've always been taught to watch what I eat, lest I start overflowing my genes. But as of late, food has not been my friend. I know to watch myself lately. Losing my job and losing my friends has made me rather unhappy, and foods tend to alleviate that misery for a short time. However, when those around you do nothing but gripe about the amount of food that you are eating, or constantly complain of the quality of food, it distracts from the pleasure and makes eating a chore, one that I can easily do without. Tonight we went to Longhorn, and I enjoyed an 11-ounce steak with a side salad, honey wheat bread, and sweet potato. The steak was perfect, more on the rare side than medium, still tender in the center. The salad was cold and crisp, the croutons just soft enough as to be a pleasure to eat. The bread was warm and fresh from the oven, the crust crackling, and the inside still soft and chewy. The butter was real butter, and soft as you wouldn't believe. The sweet potato was hotter than hell, but oh, so sweet, even before the butter and cinnamon was added. Topped off with black raspberry and chocolate chunk ice cream, I was in heaven. Packed it away all easily, and enjoyed every last bite, until I was eyed and asked if I'd had my fill yet, or if I needed to go get more. Then I felt guilty as hell for the food I ate, and it just coiled into a cold mass in my stomach. I know I should just say screw it all, and still feel so happy about the decadent food. I can only look at my closet and wonder if I'll still fit in my jeans in another week. Looks like it's time to start dieting again. What a culinary pleasure that is.